Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. A history professor has been named the 2025 recipient of Northwestern College's Faculty Excellence in Faith and Learning Award. Dr. Michael Kugler was recognized during commencement exercises on May 10th. The award honors and encourages the calling and responsibility of Christian faculty to devote time and energy to scholarship and creative expression in ways that faithfully convey the wonder, truth, and beauty of God's revelation. A member of Northwestern's faculty since 1994, Kugler received the Northwestern Teaching Excellence Award in 2006 as well. He's published numerous scholarly articles and book chapters in peer-reviewed faith and learning-oriented venues. His work spans diverse subjects from traditional historical sources to popular media analysis. Weeks after receiving a $1 million state grant for a new career academy, officials at Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon are starting work on the new academy. NCC was one of four Iowa community colleges awarded funds in February through the state's Career Academy Incentive Fund program. The new 7,000-square-foot regional center and career academy will be constructed in Marcus. The center will offer career academy programs in education, welding, healthcare, and design and technology. For more information, go to nwicc.edu/academics. Dort University will host its annual summer undergraduate research program from Monday, June 10th through Friday, July 25th. Sponsored by the Kielstra Center for Research and Grants, this annual initiative allows students to collaborate closely with faculty mentors, gaining valuable experience as they explore in-depth topics in their respective fields. The director of the Kielstra Center says that summer research students work closely with faculty mentors on projects where the outcome is not certain. She adds that the program allows students to go beyond structured lab experiences and course assignments. All students will gain experience in problem solving, persistence, and critical thinking, all critical skills for academic success. Participating students not only gain valuable mentorship and research opportunities, they also receive a stipend, free on-campus housing, and the opportunity to publish their findings. Republican senators met for over 6 hours on Friday to privately debate restrictions on the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. They emerged late Friday afternoon and adjourned for the week without taking any public action. Pipeline opponents say the afternoon's events were a stunning development after being told a bill would come up for debate and a vote. A dozen Republican senators have vowed to boycott votes on state spending plans until the Senate votes to limit the pipeline company's authority to seize land for the project. Also on Friday, Senate Republicans changed a House-passed bill to bar diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in state and local government. They removed a section of the bill that would have prohibited DEI programs at private colleges and universities in Iowa. There was no further action on the budget on Friday. A mass for the newly elected Roman Catholic Pope Leo XIV will take place today in the Diocese of Sioux City. Bishop John Keener will celebrate a mass for Pope Leo in the Cathedral of the Epiphany at noon, and the mass will be in English. Sioux City Police and the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office will conduct a memorial ceremony at noon today in the City Council Chambers and City Hall. The ceremony will recognize area law enforcement officers whose lives were lost in the line of duty. 11 members of local law enforcement will be honored and remembered in those ceremonies. Their names are engraved on the Law Memorial Monument located between the County Courthouse and the City Hall. Well, that's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.